This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're staying over somewhere, you've forgotten your toothbrush, and someone says, oh, just use mine. Would you? It sounds harmless, but some of the things we share without thinking could be carrying way more than we bargained for. Well, Thea Vandermortel is Professor Emerita at Griffith University. Is going to talk to us about which ones might secretly be plotting against you. Thea, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you.
Have I made them sinister enough, do you think?
Definitely, yes, yes.
Now, most of us, we've probably borrowed something in the past at some point. Maybe it's a towel. How bad are they in terms of the amount of risk they carry in terms of germs?
Look, for me personally, I would think the toothbrush is probably right at the top of the list. And that's because, you know, saliva can transmit a whole swag of different pathogens. So, you know, and I think what people don't realise is that, let's say someone's, you know, got no symptoms whatsoever, but they've had glandular fever in the past. So the organism that causes glandular fever is what we call latent, where it can fit in your body and you can be shedding a bit of virus, but you're not sick. So you don't know that you're shedding. And the person borrowing your toothbrush doesn't know that you're shedding. You know, but they can pick up glandular fever. They can pick up cold sores. They might pick up cytomegalovirus. Now that one is not a huge issue for most people, but if you're a pregnant woman, you absolutely don't want to get cytomegalovirus for the first time while you're pregnant because it can cause birth defects. So, you know, there's a range of possibilities there of things that can be spread, particularly with toothbrushes and saliva. You know, think of meningococcal disease. There's another one that can be quite life-threatening in some people. So, you know, that's one of the things. I think in terms of towels, you know, certainly there are studies that show, you know, for example, there was one where there was an outbreak of staphylococcal bacterial infection in a football team that had been away on a trip, and they were, you know, various people were sharing towels, and they found that when they sort of did a bit of a look back, if you shared a towel with someone, you were 8 times more likely to pick up that infection.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah. And certainly there's another study I can think of where they had, they followed a family for 150 families for 12 months, where there was one child that was initially infected with a staph bacteria. And again, you know, if there was towel sharing within the family, that a person sharing the towel was much more statistically significantly more likely to pick up the staph bacteria. And that can be, you know, getting a skin infection yourself. It can also be becoming colonized. So in colonization, what that means is that you've got them on your body, but they haven't actually caused, you know, an actual infection. But you've got them on your body, and the issue can be that if the person who's given it to you has got a resistant version, then when you get colonized by that resistant version, bacteria have this wonderful capacity to, they can share antimicrobial resistance genes with different species.
So I can tell the ones next to it and say, hey, I've got this antibacterial resistance, you can have it too. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
No!
So they're very, very good at it. And then what that can mean is that down the track, if you do pick up something that's going to make you sick and it's acquired these resistance genes, then what you find is resistant infections are harder to treat, they take longer to treat, they're much more expensive to treat because you need special drugs, you know, so it's not a good path to go down, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Whenever I see a wet towel in someone's bathroom, might be a dirty old hand towel or something, I swear I can hear the music from Psycho immediately play and I don't touch it. I just let my hands dry. I mean, obviously we want to dry our hands, but there's no way I'll touch a dirty towel. So potentially we're spreading resistance to antibiotics?
Potentially, yes. Yeah. Doesn't mean that everyone, you know, that every cow's contaminated with that, but it's certainly one of the possibilities. And do think about the fact that, you know, bathrooms tend to be warm, moist, you know, steam from the shower, et cetera, et cetera. And all of those things tend to cause microorganisms to grow. So, you know, you can start the beginning of the day with one single bacterium, and in 24 hours there can be a million. That's how fast they can replicate, given the right conditions.
We're chatting with Professor Thea van der Mortel from Griffith University about the hidden health risks hiding in our bathrooms and why some things are just better not shared. Thea, what about razors? Some people think, you know what, running a razor under hot water kills everything. Should we share razors?
No, you really shouldn't. And, you know, just to kind of knock that whole run under hot water kills everything idea, it's very far from the truth. So there are bacteria that you can boil something for 5 hours before they will die. So a little bit of hot water on it's not going to do anything. And I guess, you know, for those of us that are keen not to get warts, sharing razors is a really good way to pick up warts. But, you know, also, of course, it's very hard not to nick yourself when you shave. So, you know, there's also potential blood contact, which can spread other things as well. So just, you know, the recommendation is have your own bath towel, have your own toothbrush, have your own razor. And, you know, I can't see a situation where you'd be so desperate to shave that you would have to borrow somebody else's, if you know what I mean.
What's the, just things on toothbrushes, and we spoke about moisture before, what's the best way to store things in terms of preventing bacterial growth, even just for ourselves?
Sure. So, I mean, a toothbrush, there are studies that show that if you keep your toothbrush in one of those little plastic containers, you know, the ones that close, really bad, aren't you? because it helps to trap the moisture and make it a better, you know, a better substrate for something to grow on. So you're better off standing it upright in something where the toothbrush can drain, preferably if your toothbrush can sit in the sun somewhere, because sun is actually, you know, it's got some disinfectant properties. But absolutely letting it dry out is a good start. In terms of towels, you know, if you take them out and hang them over somewhere, in the sun, make sure they dry out between uses. That's always helpful as well. So you're trying to avoid it's the moisture, particularly for bacteria and fungi, that encourages the growth. It doesn't matter with viruses, because viruses don't replicate outside of the human body, but for the other types of microbes, they like warm and moist is what they like.
Thea, as Stephanie Eltham says, I shared mascara in high school and we both got conjunctivitis. Lesson learned.
Yes.
And Lisa in Footscray, I found out my flatmate used my loofah for her feet. I'm still not over it.
Oh, no. Sack them instantly.
Absolutely. Thea, always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Professor Thea van der Mortel from Griffith University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.